Welcome to the Friends with Money podcast, brought to you by Money Magazine, creating financial freedom for Australians since 1999.
Hello and thanks for joining us for this bonus episode of Friends with Money, Money Magazine's podcast to help you earn, save and achieve your financial goals. My name is Tom Watson, a senior journalist here at Money Magazine, and as always, it is a pleasure to be with you. From a well-publicized blunder to the prospect of a bit more competition in the future, it's been quite a week for the ASX. I'm sure we'll revisit that second point on a future episode. But today, I really want to focus in on some different news, the launch of two new ETF listings on the ASX. So to do that and to give us a bit of an update on how the Australian market has performed of late, I'm very pleased to say that we're joined today by Sami Shriram, market analyst at Stake. Sami, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Sami, as I said, there were two pretty well-publicized ETF launches on the ASX, last week, that seemed to have sparked a fair bit of interest from investors. The first is the S&P Australian Shares High Yield ETF from BetaShares, bit of a mouthful, and the second is the Australia 300 ETF from GlobalX. So, can you give us a bit of an idea of what each of these ETFs is all about and, I guess, the kind of investors that they might appeal to?
Absolutely. So maybe I'll start with the BetaShares High Yield ETF. It's definitely geared towards income investors. That's investors that are looking for solid dividend growth, a bit of cash flow. This ETF targets a dividend yield of 4.5% paid out monthly, 4.5% per annum. And that's really geared towards investors looking for that steady cash flow from dividends, particularly with rates looking like they're coming down in the near future. Whereas the other ETF, the GlobalX Australia 300 ETFs, gives you more broad exposure to the top 300 Australian companies listed on the ASX. It's designed to mirror the performance of the overall Aussie share market in one simple investment. So it's really geared towards investors looking for more diversified growth. Now, with the first one, with the BetaShares High Yield ETF, it is a passively managed fund in the sense that it tracks the ASX 200 Select High Yield Index. And what that is essentially it's an index that groups the top 50 companies that have a strong track record of paying high dividends, a high dividend yield, but it includes a filter that sort of caps that dividend yield at 12%. Now, why that's important is because it helps investors avoid dividend traps. That's when a dividend yield appears artificially much higher, because the way that dividend yield is calculated is that the dividend yield is the dividend per share divided by the price of the security. Now, if that stock is extremely volatile, you'd see that denominator in that formula drop off significantly. And what that means is that dividend yield will appear significantly higher, which may not really be representative of the quality of that stock. On the flip side, though, it might sort of exclude stocks that have performed extremely well. That's been the case when it comes to CommBank, which had a great run in the last year. A solid dividend, but its dividend yield now appears lower because its share price went up so much. So notably, it's been excluded from this index. It might still be included again when the index is rebalanced, which happens semi-annually, January and July. But for now, investors in this fund would be missing out on what's been a portfolio staple, which is CBA.
That's so interesting, Sami. And I love the little explainer on dividend traps. I think everyone will really enjoy that if they're not aware of them already. Just more broadly then, beyond these two ETFs, I'd love to get your kind of thoughts on how the Australian equities market has actually been performing in recent times, you know, amid this ongoing volatility that we seem to be experiencing month after month.
Yeah, for sure. No, the Australian market has had a really good run. We had a record high, 8848 Wednesday, which is incidentally the height of Mount Everest in meters.
Really?
Yeah, you can say that the Australian market has been scaling new heights, but the mountain does grow every few years, I'm told. So don't take my word for it. But last I remember, pretty much the same as Mount Everest. So pretty big monument for the ASX. We're up about 7.5% year to date. which is pretty much in line with what the US markets have been doing. And we're also in a really interesting time in Australia. We're in August reporting season in the midst of it. Australian companies report twice a year in February and August, but the August reporting season is pretty special because most companies report their 12-month financial results for the period ending June 30th, which means that for investors looking to get a view on a particular company, it's a really great time to do research on a stock, get a view on their financial performance of the last year, what their outlook is like for the next financial year, and whether or not that stock belongs in their portfolio.
Dividend traps and the height of Mount Everest were two things I didn't expect to come into the record to this recording and find out, Sammy. So you've definitely surprised me with those. Listen, sadly, that's all that we have time for today. But thank you so much for joining us. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show with all your facts.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
That is it for this episode of the podcast. But as always, Friends with Money will be right back in your podcast feed before you know it. So until next time, my name is Tom Watson. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Friends with Money podcast. For credible, independent, and easy to understand financial commentary, visit moneymag.com.au. Please remember that the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are general in nature, and further independent advice and research based on your personal circumstances should be sought before making an investment decision.